当我们问一个人说，你信这话吗？
When we ask someone, do you believe this?
我们所要表达的是什么呢？
What are we trying to say?
我们可能希望对方相信。
Maybe we want the other person to believe.
我们可能在强调，你要相信，你必须相信。
Maybe we are emphasizing that you have to believe.
这是主耶稣所问过人的一句话。
This is a question that even Jesus had posed.
到底主耶稣在强调我们必须相信什么？
What was Jesus emphasizing that we should believe?
我们请来看约翰福音十一章。
Let's refer to the Gospel of John, chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章二十一节。
John chapter 11, verse 21.
马大对耶稣说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”
Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
这个马大的弟弟死了，而且死了四天。
Martha's brother had died 4 days ago.
他觉得很可惜，如果主耶稣早一点在这里，他的弟弟可能不会死。
She felt that if the Lord had arrived sooner, then her brother would not have died.
二十二节，就是现在我也知道，你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。
22, but even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you.
那马大继续说，就知识上来讲，他相信神是全能的。
Martha was affirming here that God is omnipotent.
但是就实际情形来讲，他不认为他弟弟会再活过来。
But when it came to reality, she did not believe that her brother would be resurrected.
因为他的弟弟已经死了四天。
Because her brother had already passed away 4 days ago.
照着犹太人的传统，一个人死了四天是不会再活过来的。
According to Jewish tradition, if somebody had been dead for 4 days, they would not revive.
但是在知识上，马大他还是承认神是全能的。
However, in her knowledge, she believed that God was all powerful.
二十三节，耶稣说：“你的兄弟必然复活。”
Verse 23, Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again."
主耶稣却这么肯定地回答他说：“你的兄弟必然复活。”
The Lord emphasized that her brother would rise again.
那二十四节，马大说：“我知道，在末日复活的时候，他必复活。”
24, Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day."
那马大的认知是：是的，将来主耶稣你再来的时候，我的弟弟要复活。
Martha's understanding was that her brother will resurrect at the second coming.
所以当时的人，他们已经有这种将来复活的这一种观念跟相信。
In that time, there was already this belief and understanding of a future resurrection.
这也是我们上个礼拜在这里所提起的将来我们的身体要复活，要改变成为一个荣耀的身体。
Last week we spoke on this topic that the resurrection will be for our bodies to return into a new body.
二十五节，耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了。”
25, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live."
在这里主耶稣他做了一个宣告，说我是生命，我是复活。
Jesus announced here that he was the resurrection and the life.
就是他是生命的源头。
In other words, he is the source of life.
他就是那一位独一的真神。
He is the one true God.
主耶稣下半句话说：“信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。”
He who believes me, though he may die, he shall live.
主耶稣第一个要我们相信的就是，我们虽然死了，也必复活。
The first thing Jesus wants us to believe is that even though we may die, we will be resurrected.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？
And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
主耶稣对马大说：“你信这个话吗？”
Jesus asked Martha, "Do you believe this?"
主耶稣的意思就是说，你必须要相信。
Jesus' meaning was that she should believe this.
那二十六节讲的另外一件事情。
Verse 26 speaks of another topic.
凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。
Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.
如果我们从字面上来看二十五节、二十六节，这个不合逻辑。
If we read verse 25 and 26 Logically, it doesn't seem reasonable.
啊，但是主耶稣说你必须要相信。
But the Lord is telling us that we must believe this.
26节说，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
Verse 26 says that whoever lives and believes me shall never die.
哦，那既然不死的话，为什么25节又说信我的人虽然死了必然复活？
If we do not die, then why does he say in verse 25 that he who believes me, though he may die, he shall live?
哦，既然不会死，但是又会死，这个就互相矛盾。
There is a conflict between not dying and dying.
啊，其实在这里我们必须要相信两件事情。
There are two separate things we are to believe.
啊，第一件事情啊，就是将来我们的身体要复活。
First, it is that in the future our body will be resurrected.
啊，那这个我们在上个礼拜已经有讲过了。
We already studied this last week.
那第二件事情就是二十六节所说的，凡活着信我的人就永远不死。
The second thing we are to believe is that whoever believes in him shall never die.
啊，这指着人有这个属灵的生命。
This refers to human spiritual life.
啊，这个灵命啊，它会复活，而且永远不死。
Spiritual life will be resurrected and will never die.
啊，那我们必须相信这样的事情。
And we are to believe these two things.
那相信的人啊，就像主耶稣这里所说的啊，他就永远不死。
Those who believe these two things will never die, as Jesus has said here.
那对当时的人，对我们今天的人来讲，啊，这个都是有点超过我们的理性的想象。
This is difficult for the people of that time and even for us today to imagine.
那所以主耶稣就用神迹来帮助人相信。
Jesus used a miracle to help people believe.
他说我是复活，我是生命。
He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
意思也就是说我是掌管生命的。
In other words, I am in control of life.
眼前这个拉撒路已经死了四天。
Lazarus has died for four days ago.
就犹太人的观念来讲，这个人不可能再活过来。
According to Jewish tradition, this person will not revive.
所以马大说是的，将来他要复活。
Therefore, Martha said, I know in the future he will resurrect.
好，我们请看四十三节。
Let's skip to verse 43.
四十三节说了这话，就大声呼叫，说拉撒路出来。
Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
这个犹太人的埋葬啊，是把尸体放在一个洞穴里头。
The burial customs of the Jews was to place the corpse inside a cave.
哦，然后又把那个洞再堵起来。
Then cover this hole up. 啊，
那这个主耶稣叫拉撒路从那个洞穴里头出来。
Jesus told Lazarus to come out of this cave.
四十四节。
Verse 44.
那死人就出来了，手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他们说，解开，叫他走。
And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go.
主耶稣在这里行了一个死人复活的神迹。
Here, Jesus performed a miracle where he resurrected the dead.
这一件事情要来说明，主耶稣就是复活，就是生命。
This tells us that the Lord is indeed the life and the resurrection.
今天早上我在这里要跟大家一起学习的就是二十六节主耶稣所说的，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
The theme that I'd like to learn together with you this morning is in verse 26, whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.
好，我们要来看这个灵命的复活。
We are to focus on the spiritual resurrection.
我们请看创世纪第二章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章第七节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
第七节，主神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
万物都是神所创造的。
God created everything.
包括人也是神所创造的。
God also created mankind.
那在这个神的创造里头，这里特别提到人跟人有一个人的被创造是有一个特别的地方。
In God's creation, we know that the creation of man holds a special place.
啊，这里说神，这里说神将生气吹在他的鼻孔里。
It says in verse 7 that the Lord breathed into the nostrils of man.
啊，这个就是人独特的地方。
This is a unique characteristic of humanity.
啊，人跟万物有什么不一样？啊，这就是一个最大的不一样，独特的不一样的地方。
This is the greatest differentiation between humans and animals.
我们再看十六节。
Let us skip to verse 16.
主神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃。”
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden, you may freely eat."
啊，在那个时候，神允许他们吃，啊，将树上的果子当作食物。
God allowed them to eat of the fruit in the garden.
17节
Verse 17.
只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
那在这里，神给亚当有一个啊很清楚、很重要的吩咐。
God gave a very important and clear commandment to Adam.
啊，就是分别善恶树上的果子不可以吃。
Which is that he should not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
啊，吃的日子必定死。
Because if he ate from this tree, he would surely die.
那结果亚当跟他的太太夏娃他们都吃了。
Yet Adam and Eve ate of this tree.
好，我们再请看第五章，创世纪第五章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 5.
第五章第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节，亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就给他起名叫赛特。
And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness, after his image, and named him Seth.
啊，这里说亚当他到130岁的时候，生了一个儿子叫做赛特。
When Adam was 130 years old, he had a son that he named Seth.
所以他吃善恶果应该是在他130岁之前。
He must have eaten the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil before he was age 130.
第四节，亚当生赛特之后，又在世800年，并且生儿养女。
After he begot Seth, the days of Adam were 800 years, and he had sons and daughters.
第五节，亚当共活了930岁，就死了。
5. So all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died.
他吃了善恶这个善恶树上的果子，外在上来看，他并没有马上死。
He ate from this forbidden fruit, and yet he did not die immediately.
他活到930岁，啊，才死。
He lived until he was 930 years old before he passed away.
那亚当夏娃他们吃善恶树的果子，跟我们有什么关系呢？
What connection is there between Adam and Eve eating of this fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil and us today?
我们请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章二十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 21.
二十一节，死既是从一人而来，使人复活也是因一人而来。
For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead.
所以这句话的意思就是说，死是从亚当一个人而来。
What this means is that death came from one man. The man was Adam.
死人复活也因为耶稣基督而来。
Resurrection came from one man, Jesus Christ.
所以我们每一个人都会有这个肉体的死亡。
Therefore, every person will experience this physical death.
因为亚当这样子，所以我们也会这样子。
Because this happened to Adam, it will also happen to us.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
在亚当里，众人都死了；照样在基督里，众人也都要复活。
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
接下来这一句话很重要。
This verse is very important.
上半句话说，在亚当里，众人都死了。
In Adam, all men die.
这是现在式。
This is a reality.
一个 present tense.
It's present tense.
也就是说，比如说现在有个婴孩一生下来，在神来看，他就是死的。
In other words, if an infant is born before God's eyes, this child is already dead.
他出生 他会长大，他可能要活五十年七十年八十年。
This child is born and they will grow up. They might live 50 or 70 or 80 years.
但是他是亚当的子孙。
But because they are descendant of Adam.
22节说在亚当里众人都死了。
In verse 22 it tells us that in Adam all die.
所以除了我们所看得见的肉体的死亡，还有一个层面的死亡，那个就是灵命的死亡。
Therefore, aside from the physical death that we can observe, there's another level of death, which is the spiritual death.
那所以下半句话才会说，在基督里众人也都要复活。
This is the reason that in the second part of verse 22, it says that in Christ all shall be made alive.
有死才会需要复活。
It is because there is death that we need resurrection.
好，我们再请看罗马书第五章。
Let's also refer to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
罗马书第五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
在念这个经节之前，哥林多前书十五章二十一节说，死是因亚当而来。
In the last passage in 1 Corinthians, we read that death came from Adam.
好，罗马书五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
这就如罪从一人入了世界，死又从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned.
这一节的第一句话说，罪从亚当一个人入了世界。
This verse tells us that sin entered the world through one man, who was Adam.
所以从亚当他们吃分别善恶树的果子，带来了两个后果。
There were two consequences of Adam and Eve eating from the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
第一个，死是从亚当而来的。
First is that death came through Adam.
第二个，罪也是从亚当而来的。
Secondly, sin came from Adam.
那因为那个那第二句话说死又是从罪来的。
It tells us also that death came from sin.
所以罪跟死，这个就是一体的两面。
Death and sin are two sides of the same coin.
人会死，这告诉我们人有罪。
People die, therefore this tells us that people have sin.
那因为有罪，所以人会死。
And because people have sin, therefore they will die.
所以五章十二节下半句话说，死临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Chapter 5 verse 12 tells us that sin came to all men because they have all sinned.
所以在亚当里头，众人的灵命是死的。
Therefore, within Adam, the spirituality of all humanity is dead.
那我们再来看路加福音第九章。
Let's refer to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9.
路加福音第九章。
Luke 9.
六十节。
Verse 60.
六十节，耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。”你们只管去传扬神国的道。
Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God."
主耶稣在这里好像又讲了一句很不合乎逻辑的话。
Here Jesus seems to be saying a very unreasonable thing.
说让死人去埋葬他们的死人。
He said, "Let the dead bury their own dead."
那如果我们明白了灵命死亡这件事情。我们就不会认为这句话是不合逻辑。
If we understand spiritual death, then we won't think that this phrase is illogical.
所以这里所提到的两种死人，第一种就是灵命是死的人。
There are two types of dead people. One type is the one that is spiritually dead.
一个灵命还没有复活的人，他的肉体可能是活的。
Someone who hasn't been spiritually resurrected might be physically alive.
所以呢，他可以去埋葬那个肉体死亡的人。
Therefore, those who are physically alive can go bury those who are physically dead.
所以我们从主耶稣所告诉我们的，就是说我们要认识我们有这个在亚当里头，我们的灵命是死的。
The Lord tells us this so that we understand that within Adam, our spirit is dead.
好，我们再请看以弗所书。
Let's also turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
And you, he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins.
第五节。
Verse 5.
当我们死在过患中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ.
我已经讲过，罪跟死是一体的两面。
We already said that death and sin are two sides of the same coin.
在亚当里头，人生来就带着罪。
In Adam, we are born with sin.
所以人都是死在这个过患里头。
And we are dead in our trespasses.
人一出生，在神来看。灵命是死的。
When humans are born, they are spiritually dead before God.
再请看以弗所书四章十八节。
Let's also refer to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18.
十八节，他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
Having their understanding darkened and being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart.
什么叫做灵命是死的？
What does it mean to be spiritually dead?
就是跟生命隔绝了。
It means that it is separated from life.
就是跟生命的源头来隔绝了。
That means it is separated from the source and the origin of life.
所以主耶稣才会对马大说，活着信我的人就永远不死。
This is why Jesus told Martha that those who live and believe in me will never die.
他的意思就是，信耶稣的目的就是要让我们灵命复活。
He meant that the purpose of believing in Jesus is so that we will be spiritually resurrected.
信是一个很重要的工具。
Faith is a very important tool.
因为信，所以会照着去做。
Because of faith, we will act accordingly.
那照着做就领受了、得着了这个灵命的复活。
If we act according to our faith, then we will receive the resurrection of our spirit.
好，我们再请看约翰福音第三章。
Let's also refer to John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章第六节。
John chapter 3, verse 6.
第六节，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
这里说从灵生的就是灵。
What is born of the spirit is spirit.
就是说有这个属灵的生命。
In other words, it has spiritual life.
就是本来属灵的生命是死的，现在活过来了。
That means it was spiritually dead and then it was resurrected.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我说你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。
Do not marvel that I have said to you, you must be born again.
为什么能够再拥有这个属灵的生命？
How can we regain the spiritual life?
就是经过重生。
It is through resurrection.
也就是第六节所说的从灵生的。
Which is to be born of the spirit.
那什么叫做从灵生的？
What does it mean to be born of the spirit?
在这里主耶稣所说的重生指的是什么？
What does it mean to be born of the spirit?
这个 rebirth, 这个重生是什么？
What does rebirth mean?
我们请看约翰福音三章第一节。
Let's refer to John chapter 3, verse 1.
第一节有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
在当时的犹太社会里头，有一个有名望的人叫尼哥底母。
In Jewish society, there was a well-known man called Nicodemus.
第二节，这个人夜间来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的。”因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
这个人看过、听过耶稣所行的神迹。
This man had heard of the miracles and signs that Jesus had performed.
所以他相信耶稣有神的同在，是从神那里来的。
He believed that God abided with Jesus and that he came from God.
他心中存着一些疑惑，他想要来，所以他来找主耶稣。
He had some questions he wanted to ask Jesus.
主耶稣知道他心中的疑惑是什么。
Jesus knew what his doubts were.
所以主耶稣没有跟他回答说是的，或者不是。
Jesus didn't say yes or no.
第三节，耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Verse 3, Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
原来这个人他很看重所谓神的国。
This man Nicodemus cared about the kingdom of God.
那主耶稣跟他讲说，你必须要重生。
Jesus said, you must be reborn.
一听到这样，主耶稣这样说，他马上有一个反应。
When Nicodemus heard this,He had a response.
我想我们应该也会有同样的反应。
I think we would also have the same reaction.
第四节，尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能够重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”
Verse 4, Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?"
主耶稣所讲的真的是很不可思议，很难相信。
Jesus was saying something unimaginable, something very difficult to believe.
人怎么有可能再进妈妈的肚子再来生一次？
How can someone enter their mother's womb again and be reborn?
那在这里主耶稣所讲的重生到底是什么？
What does Jesus refer to when he speaks of rebirth?
第五节，耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能够进神的国。
Verse 5, Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
主耶稣说，你必须重生。
Jesus said, you must be reborn.
怎么来重生呢？
How are you to be reborn?
就是从水和圣灵来生。
It is to be born of water and the Spirit.
这就是第七节所说的，你必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
This is what is described in verse 7. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again.
你不要以为我在讲很奇怪的话。
Don't think that I'm saying something very odd or strange.
那也就是第六节所说的是从灵而生的。
This also means to be born of the Spirit.
那其实第五节所讲的就是指着洗礼。
Verse 5 is speaking of baptism.
从亚当我们就带着罪灵命已经死了。
From Adam, we had sin and were spiritually dead.
所以我们所需要的就是罪得赦免，然后重生，得着灵命。
What we need is the remission of sins, be reborn and be forgiven of our sins.
那这个洗礼是不是有这两个功效呢？
Does baptism fulfill these two functions?
是的，洗礼让我们罪得赦免，让我们重生。
Baptism does fulfill the function of remission of sins and spiritual rebirth.
我们请看提多书第三章。
Let's refer to Titus chapter
3. 提多书三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
第五节，他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
灵命如果是死的，那需要被救。
If the spirit is dead, it must be saved.
那不是靠着我们自己的努力或者行为。
We can't save our spirit through our own efforts or conduct.
而是靠着神的爱跟神的怜悯。
It is by reliance on God's love and His forgiveness.
他的爱，他的怜悯就显明在这个重生的洗礼。
God's love and mercy is manifested in this washing of regeneration.
所以在这里告诉我们，洗礼就是让我们重生。
This verse tells us that baptism allows us to be reborn.
让我们拥有属灵的生命。
It allows us to regain spiritual life.
好，我们再请看那为什么能够重生呢？
Why are we able to be reborn through baptism?
因为我们的罪得着了赦免。
It is because our sins have been forgiven.
请看彼得前书第三章。
Let's refer to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书三章二十一节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 21.
二十一节，这水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活，也拯救你们。这洗礼本不再除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。
There is also an antitype which now saves us: baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
在这里讲到洗礼。
Here it speaks of baptism.
啊，为什么洗礼这么重要？
Why is baptism so important?
啊，为什么洗礼它是啊真实的？
Why is baptism true?
啊，因为耶稣已经复活了。
It's because Jesus himself has been resurrected.
啊，那这个洗礼呢，是要让我们在神面前有无愧的良心。
This baptism allows us to have a clear conscience before the presence of God.
啊，我们所讲的罪啊，啊不是。不只是在讲说 你欺骗人啊，你啊偷了人家的东西这样的罪。
Sin does not just signify stealing or deceiving others.
哦，当然那个是错误，那是哦，那也是罪。
We know that that is wrong and that is sin.
哦，那主要我们讲的是在神面前的那个亏欠。
But more importantly, we think about sin when it comes to this clear conscience before God.
哦，那这里说洗礼。是要让我们在神面前有一个无愧的良心。
This verse tells us that baptism is so that we can present ourselves with a clear conscience before God.
哦，就是我们对神的那个罪被赦免了，啊，所以呢，对神就没有亏欠。
That means that the sin that we have before God has been forgiven, and therefore we have a clear conscience before Him.
哦，所以我们看到洗礼带给我们这两个重要的功效。
Therefore, we know that baptism has fulfilled these two functions.
让我们除罪，让我们重生。
It brings the remission of sins and the spiritual resurrection and rebirth.
让我们的灵命得以复活。
It revives our spirit.
我们请再看哥罗西书第二章。
Let's also refer to Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章十二节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 12.
十二节，你们既然受洗，与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，啊，都因信耶稣叫他从死里复活，啊，死里复活神的功用。
Buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead.
啊，在这里说这个洗礼啊，让我们跟他一同。复活跟主耶稣一同复活。
Baptism allows us to resurrect with Jesus Christ.
当我们受洗从水里上来，我们的灵命复活了。
When we receive water baptism and we rise up out of the water, then our spirit has been resurrected.
那我们记得在约翰福音三章六节，主耶稣说这是叫做从灵生的。
We know that in John 3:6, it tells us that this is to be born of the Spirit.
哦，为什么说是从灵生的？
Why does it say that it is born from the Spirit?
啊，也就是这个洗礼必须要有圣灵的工作跟见证。
Because this water baptism has to have the testimony and the work of the Holy Spirit.
哦，这个也是很重要、很关键的。
This is crucial.
啊，洗礼之所以有功效，是因为圣灵的工作跟圣灵的见证。
Baptism is only effective because of the work and the intervention of the Holy Spirit.
请看约翰一书第五章。
Let's refer to 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这个借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督，不是单用水，乃是用水又用血。第七节，并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵是真理。英文请念第六节。
Verse 6, this is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth.
在这里说，这个就是在讲洗礼。
This is describing water baptism.
说在洗礼的时候，不只是有水，而且有耶稣宝血的功效。
In baptism, we not only find water, but the effectiveness of the blood of Jesus Christ.
这是一个属灵的恩典，属灵的奥秘。
This is spiritual grace and a spiritual mystery.
那为什么那个水里头有耶稣宝血的功效？
Why is there the effectiveness of the blood of Jesus Christ within the water of in baptism?
因为有圣灵来做见证，圣灵就是真理。
It is because the Spirit is bearing witness, and it is truth.
第八节做见证的原来有三，就是圣灵、水与血，这三样也都归于一。
Verse 8, and there are three that bear witness on earth: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one.
这里说都归于一，他们都彼此同意。
These three agree as one.
就是要达到一个目的。
That is, they all have one single purpose.
就是让人罪得赦免。 让人重生。
Which is the forgiveness of sins and spiritual resurrection and rebirth.
那当我们接受了洗礼啊，我们就称为神的儿女。
When we receive water baptism, we become the children of God.
请看约翰福音第一章。
Let's refer to the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章
John chapter 1
12节
Verse 12
凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女
But as many as received him to them he gave the right to become children of God to those who believe in his name
一个相信主耶稣的人他就会接受这个赦罪的洗礼
Someone who believes in Jesus Christ will want to receiveThis baptism for the remission of sins.
那这个是恩典，那这也是一个权柄。
This is grace and it is power.
啊，一个很重要的权柄啊，就是做神儿女的权柄。
And this is the right to become the children of God.
哦，那为什么可以称为是神的儿女
？How can we become the children of God?
啊，十三节，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
13, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
所以这个重生的洗礼就是让我们从灵而生也叫做从神生的。
The baptism of rebirth is to be born of the Spirit and to be born of God.
所以既然我们是从神生的所以我们当然很理直气壮的很有自信的我是神的儿女。
Since we are born of God, we have this confidence to say we are children of God.
好，那我们再请看约翰福音第五章。
Let's also turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音五章。
John chapter 5.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你们，那听从我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。”
Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life.And shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life.
这里说主耶稣很慎重的说，信他的人要出死入生。
Jesus solemnly says here that those who believe in him will pass from death into life.
不是将来，是现在。
It is not in the future, but now.
现在就从灵命的死来进入。灵命的复活。
Now they will pass from spiritual death to spiritual rebirth.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
我实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
这里如果我们只看字面的话，也会觉得有点奇怪。
If we only read the words, we will think it's strange.
说死人要听见耶稣的声音。
That the dead will hear the voice of Jesus Christ.
我们虽然说一个人要离世的时候，他的器官听觉是最后没有的。
When someone is about to pass away, their senses are the last to go.
所以很多医护人员在一个人在弥留状况会跟亲属说你在跟他讲话他的听觉还在
and then many physicians will tell the loved ones to still speak to someone who's about to pass away because they can still hear
但是一个人如果死了那肯定是没有办法再听了
but if this person is already dead they can surely not hear anymore
但是在这里主耶稣说死人要听见耶稣的声音
But in this verse, it tells us that the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God.
这个不是将来，这个是现在。
This is not in the future; it is now.
现在还没有在主耶稣基督里头。
Now that they are not yet in Jesus Christ.
现在灵命还没有复活的。
Now their spiritual life has not been reborn.
那就是在神来看，就是灵命死亡的人所以在这里用死人这一个字眼。
It is referring to those who are spiritually dead.
若听见了主耶稣的福音
If they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ,
若来领受这个救恩
If they come to receive this grace,
主耶稣说听见的人就要活了
Then those who hear it will live.
听见了相信照着去做
Those who hear believe and act accordingly.
现在就要连接到生命的源头。
Now they will be connected to the source of life.
现在灵命就要复活。
Now their spirits will be reborn.
那当然，将来主耶稣再来的时候，身体也要复活。
Then when the Lord comes again, their bodies will also be resurrected.
最后我们看约翰福音三章。
Finally, let's refer to John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章十二节。
John chapter 3 verse 12.
十二节，耶稣对尼哥底母说：“我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信。”若说天上的事，如何能信呢？
If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?
主耶稣对我们所说的是在地上我们可以做的。
What the Lord has said to us are things that we can do here on earth.
我们要从水和圣灵来重生。
We should be reborn of water and the Spirit.
我们要借着洗礼，让我们罪得赦免，让我们得以这个灵命复活。
We should receive water baptism for the remission of sins and for the resurrection of our spirit.
这个就是主耶稣在这里所说的地上的事。
These are the earthly things he refers to in this verse.
主耶稣同样给我们一个挑战。你信这话吗？
Jesus also gives us the challenge of whether we believe this.
主耶稣说，如果这个地上你可以做的事你都不信，那就不用再跟你讲天上的事了。
Jesus has told us that if we cannot even believe those things that we need to do on earth, then there is no need to speak of those heavenly things.
那个将来天国永生这些事情，你如何能信呢？
How can they believe the things of the future, which is the eternal life and heavenly kingdom?
一起唱诗294首。
Let us sing hymn 294. Please be seated.
主耶稣给我们一个挑战，你信这个话吗？
Jesus Christ gave us a challenge. Do you believe this?
早上讲这篇道理也是我对大家的一个挑战。你信这个话吗？
And the message of this morning sermon is also a challenge I want to give you. Do you believe this?
那或许在我们的心中，我们还是怀疑很难以相信。
Maybe in our hearts we doubt, and it is hard for us to believe.
其实信仰的事情是神的工作。
Faith is God's work.
我们人只能够尽我们的本分，我们的努力来把它努力的讲的能够清楚一点，更清楚。
We can only do our part of speaking about this more clearly.
那你也努力的去想一想。
And then we should put some effort into thinking about this.
那还有一件事情我们可以努力的就是向神来祷告。
There is one more thing that we can do, which is to pray to God.
求神帮助我们的不信。
Pray to God so that He will help us overcome our unbelief.
求神帮助我们的怀疑。
So that God can help us overcome our doubt.
只要我们愿意寻求神的帮助，神一定会帮助我们。
As long as we are willing to seek God's help, He will help us.
我们很真实的看到人生就是七八十年，八九十年。
We truly have seen that the span of man's life is 70, 80, 90 years.
人生短暂但是我们也相信有一个永恒在等着我们。
It is short-lived, but we know that eternity awaits.
既然神给我们有永恒的盼望，那我们要把握机会要相信。
Since God has given us the hope of eternity, we should seize the opportunity to believe.
我们现在要来做结束的祷告。
We will now have our concluding prayer.
我们求神帮助我们，赐给我们信心。
Let us ask God to give us and add to our faith.
我们信但是我们信不够求神加添。
We believe and we have faith, but it is insufficient. Let us ask God to add to our faith.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
Those who would like to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.